Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. Good morning from New York. We see that a lot, don't we, on the pier?
This is nice. People like to go out there and work out. Yeah. Like, I couldn't warm work out today. In front of people like that, though.
Yeah?
Like, just normal pedestrians walking by. That would be hard for me to focus.
But in New York, you're so fixated. You're just focused.
It's just hard for me to – it would be hard for me to focus working out in front of people, like, just standing there watching.
Well, you played in front of millions of people. What are you talking about?
It's still different, though. It's
he's
it's
in the zone right now. The trainer's got, right?
Yeah, it just feels weird for me. I've always worked out indoors with either my teammates or isolated.
Even after you retired,
I work out indoors. I don't like work out. You're not going to see me outside boxing on the damn pier.
No, nobody needs to see that now. But for other people, that's what they like
wait
to do.
Wait, hold on. I don't even know what that means, though.
Key, can you box?
You don't need to worry about what it
wanna
means.
Want
to
try?
You don't want to box me, dog. I've been boxing since I've been like 9 years
quick
old.
Hands.
That don't mean nothing.
It does.
You want to box me?
All right. We can go.
I would love to go three rounds with you.
You'll be messed around and be like that basketball player.
Your body's going to be sore.
What you think I'm going
to
do?
Your body's going
to
be sore.
We've got a mock draft to get to now, guys. You guys can fight amongst yourselves at 10:05.
Oh, this is great.
The KJZ mock draft. As you know, this is day 7 already. We have picks 25 to 28. As you know, we have our experts, right? There's our chime. Our experts will join us. So first, the Jacksonville Jaguars on the clock. Brent Martineau, ESPN 690, makes the 25th pick for Jacksonville.
With the 25th overall pick in the first round of the KJZ mock draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Christian Barmore, defensive tackle, Alabama.
All right. We have Matt Miller, by the way, joining us as well on the phone to add to the reaction. You go first, Keith.
I think so. I think this is a good pickup for them. When you look at it in this situation, we all know the obvious pick at one is Trevor Lawrence. So you add something to that. You give them some weapons. You do some different things. This is a smart pickup.
Yeah, guys, I like Christian Barmore. I think he's being knocked right now, bad pro day. You've heard the reports that he might be hard to coach. I think he's just young. He's 20 years old. If Nick Saban can get you to have 8.5 sacks, then I think that's a pretty good sign for what you could do in the NFL. So Christian Barmore here. I would have probably gone offense, but this is a bad D-line class, so I guess I'm going to give him a pass. This is a good pick here.
And when you talk about it, Matt, and you look at where he's at in the position on the defensive line, this is something that's extremely important to Urban Meyer and his defensive line coach. He's always had a plethora of defensive linemen, whether it was at Florida or Ohio State.
Cleveland Browns on the clock. Emmett Golden, ESPN 850. Cleveland makes a 26th pick.
With the 26th pick in the 2021 KJZ mock draft, the Cleveland Browns select Zaven Collins, linebacker, Tulsa.
This is a big pickup for them because I thought they would address this in the free agency, but they really didn't. They went out and got Jadeveon Clowney on the end position. I thought that maybe they would look at a defensive tackle replacing their defensive tackle that they let go not too long ago. So when you talk about getting a linebacker, this is big for them because they need that second wave of defender. They got the two edge rushers. You add a middle backer in there. Now you can cook.
Yeah, you're right. Big because he was 270 pounds at his pro day, which is a big concern. I don't know where you play Zaven Collins. Like, this is Levon Kirkland if he plays middle linebacker in the modern NFL. So I think he's more of a hybrid player that you're going to have to play some on the edge. He had 4 sacks last year for Tulsa, also had 4 interceptions. And he's a little bit stiff in space. So to me, yes, Cleveland doesn't have a lot of needs, and I think linebacker is one of them. I'm going to question the fit here. I think Zaven Collins would be much more home in a 3-4 defense where he can be that interior thumper where he's taking on blockers, but – man, we just don't see very many guys like him playing at space in the NFL right now.
The Baltimore Ravens up next. Jameson Hensley, ESPN Ravens reporter, with the 27th pick.
With the 27th pick in the 2021 KJZ mock draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Gregory Rousseau, edge rusher, Miami.
You know, this is interesting to me because I wouldn't have gone with an edge rusher. I know that they lost Judon in free agency, but I'm looking for weapons. I'm looking for somebody to help my young franchise quarterback, whether it's a wide receiver in Terrence Marshall Jr., trading the pick to acquire Julio Jones. I just think that when you look at what this team is all about, it's an offensive team because of Lamar Jackson. They needed a receiver with this pick.
Yeah, I'm with the receiver here. They need a receiver. They need a big receiver. No more of these 5'8", 170-pound receivers. They need a big guy. Terrace Marshall Jr., Rashad Bateman. They need someone who can extend the catch radius and can extend the strike zone for Lamar Jackson, who is a fantastic quarterback. He is not the most accurate. So let's give him a big receiver who has long arms and sticky hands and can bring in some of those errant passes that he makes on the run.
And finally for today in the KJZ mock draft, we have the New Orleans Saints with the pick. It's Matt Moscona from ESPN Baton Rouge and New Orleans with the 28th pick.
With the 28th pick in the 2021 KJZ mock draft, the New Orleans Saints select Kadarius Toney, wide receiver, Florida.
I think this is a good pickup. Kadarius Toney is different than Michael Thomas, so you kind of get some of that Emmanuel Sanders with him. He's an inside slot guy from Florida. You pair him with Michael Thomas and Jameis Winston and Kamara in the offense. You get some explosiveness. He's not a one-trick pony. He can do many things. You can even possibly put him in the return game and returning punts to see where that's at. So I like this pickup for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, I think we've been asking for the Saints to do this for a long time, to get a wide receiver opposite Michael Thomas who can be a dynamic yards after catch player. Kadarius Toney gives you so much versatility. You can motion him into the backfield and hit him on wheel routes. You can play him in the slot. You can play him out at the X receiver position like Florida did. So I think the versatility would be fantastic for Sean Payton, to give him someone who can be a little bit of a chess piece, someone you can move around. When you have Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas, you got two great pass catchers already, but Toney would really open up this offense for whoever we're seeing play quarterback. And worst case scenario, you could motion him into the backfield and run some option with Taysom Hill as well.
Matt, we appreciate you helping out on the KJZ mock draft. All right, let's go to some calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, as we're all the way up to pick number 28 now. Let's go to Rico in Arizona. Rico.
Rico Suave.
Hello, hello.
What up, baby?
Rico.
Yo.
Yo.
Okay, Broncos got that new GM. Do you think they're going to switch and get a quarterback with the competition, or are they going to stick with Drew Lock?
The Denver Broncos, he said?
Yeah, looking for a quarterback, or are they sticking with Drew Lock?
No, they're going to acquire a quarterback, whether it's via draft or trading for Teddy Bridgewater. They're going to bring some competition there with Drew Lock, no question about it. Teddy Bridgewater may not move until either draft or slightly after the draft. Between Thursday and Saturday, you might see him on the move. But they're certainly going to address the quarterback in this next 3 days.
How many games does Vic Fangio need to win in order for him not to be on a hot seat?
It's a new general manager who didn't hire him. I think that they've got to probably show major improvement. Otherwise, they'll be looking for another head coach.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be the way it goes, right, when a new GM comes in. Let's take Mel in Jersey. He's got some betting advice.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Jay Will.
What up, baby?
Yeah, so Jay Will, man, I'm thinking about putting $500 on Denver to come out the West. If you tell me that's a good idea, I'm putting $1,000. If you say it's not, I'm going to sleep on it. So let me get some advice from you, Jay Will.
I wouldn't do that, brother. Jamal Murray's
the
out.
Denver Nuggets?
Denver Nuggets. Jamal Murray's out with a torn ACL. Mm.
Coming out of the West?
I love the addition that they made in that team, but Jamal Murray not being there, I don't see that happening. I wouldn't put that money on it.
Yeah, Mel, definitely.
Put it back on the Lakers.
Say, man, you just
say
wanna,
no,
you
he's going
to
sleep
you
on
You want to give it away, we're going to give you the address to ESPN over here. You can just,
he's sending it right to
you,
us.
You mail it right to us, baby. Man.
I mean, jeez. Ryan in Minnesota. Ryan.
Yeah, hi, guys. I was wondering why everyone's sleeping so hard on Rashad Bateman out of Minnesota, the wide receiver. I just think that he is a top five receiver in this draft, and I don't know the reason as to why he's not even in the first round.
I don't think he's being slept on. I think it's the two guys from Alabama, Jamar Chase are the three. Then you got Terrence Marshall Jr. from LSU, and then Bateman's right there. I think that's what it is. I think that's kind of, you know, that five, six, type receiver, which to have six receivers going the first round is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just is. These aren't giants. These are itty bitties for the most part. And itty bitties just don't, people don't collect itty bitties at an alarming rate at the receiver position. I mean, they just don't. Second round, there's nothing wrong with going in the second round. Sometimes it's better to go in the second round and find the right fit in the right team so you can be successful. I remember having a conversation with my nephew on draft day. We were at the bar where we had the party, and dudes that was bums going in front of him, literally, them dudes wasn't good. And I told him, I kept telling him, he's like, man, these dudes, you know how they go. And I'm like, they are not going to be in the league, man. By the time you get to your second deal, they're not even going to be in the league. All them dudes, them Treadwells and stuff. And look what he landed in New Orleans with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. Now he's a $100-plus million wide receiver. And them other dudes are looking for jobs still.
And we'll talk more wide receiver here in a moment. KJZ presented by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. The wide receiver conversation continues. Is this a quarterback draft? But as Key said, there also is a bunch of wide receivers, although Key's not impressed with the size of them. Let's bring in Isaac Bruce, Hall of Famer, wide receiver himself, four-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champ as well. And you know, first of all, Isaac, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yep.
Joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. What do you think of this year's wide receiver class as you've looked at it?
I think it's a pretty good crop, man. I mean, I think guys out there who can do a lot of different things, they can do as far as route running, as far as getting open, being physical, being tough, and making the tough catches. So I like the group that's coming out, man, particularly the guys that are coming out of SEC. I think they're doing, and they're going to have successful careers.
Isaac, which receiver do you think will be the best in this class?
I'm thinking I like Chase, everything he brings to the table. But I think Devontae Smith, when it's all said and done, I think he'll be, the one that kind of mimics the career that Julio Jones has had. I mean, as far as production, I just keep seeing this guy from his freshman year to everything that he did last year, his approach to the game, his ability to get open, his ability to separate. I mean, he has everything that you need on that next level to be successful. So I think when it's said and done, I think he'll be the guy, not head and shoulders, but just head above these other guys.
Having known you for a very long time and played against you, with you, around you, all of the different things, and being probably – at that time, the best route runner of any receiver in the NFL, how do you see Devontae Smith's size factoring into his possible production in the NFL, given the fact that he's not a route runner like yourself?
I say this. He has the ability to separate. I think once he starts to get more professional coaching on that next level, we'll start to see him transition into a better route runner. You know, just from what I've seen, his ability to get open, you know, in the national championship game, I've seen him running through zones. He's been very smart as far as where the dead spots and zones are and being able to settle in those zones and make the plays. So once he starts to get that professional coaching from those professional caliber wide receiver coaches, I think that'll really, you know, help him to blossom into one of the better route runners, because I think he has it. I think if he was a guy that couldn't get off the line of scrimmage, which is key on this level, you know, we wouldn't be talking about him right now. But I think he's proven that he can beat press coverage, he can get open, and I think that next level for him is just being that precise route runner and being able to separate from that standpoint.
Isaac, what's the best pro comp for him?
Oh, man. I mean, when I see him, he looks like Marvin. I don't think he's as fast or as explosive as Marvin Harrison. But, you know, Marvin was a guy that was a wide receiver, but could also do special teams. Devontae Smith was a special teams player. I think he had some toughness because he ran down on kickoffs and punts and made tackles. So I like that about him. But just his ability to just be there week in, week out on Saturdays and really be the number one focal point of an offense. I like him. I like him as a Marvin Harrison. I can see some of myself in him. But I would say Marvin would be the guy that I compare him to.
Isaac, we've been talking a lot about on our show some great tight ends in the game between Kittle, Kelsey, all these guys, and the value of where they were drafted. There's been so much hype around Kyle Pitts potentially taking with the first four or five picks in the NFL draft. What is your overall evaluation of him? Do you like him, and would you draft him in the top five?
Well, he's definitely a matchup problem. I mean, guys are going to have to stay up late at night trying to figure out a way to stop him as far as the passing game is concerned. On the next level, most teams, they pride themselves on taking away from you what you do best. And there are going to be times where you're going to have to force this guy to, be in that three tight end set and make him block something. So if he can learn to do that, eat a couple of sandwiches and get some weight on him, he can probably, just deal with these defensive linemen, let it be a 60-40. As far as, being able to block these guys, I think that'll be good for him. But as far as the passing game is concerned, he runs routes like a wide receiver does. I mean, he's one of those bigger type guys and kind of looks like Larry Fitzgerald to me as far as being in the slot, being able to separate some guys and make the tough catch. And he's running away from people at the same time. So he's definitely going to be a matchup problem as far as, being picked in the top five. I think he could be a guy that you go out and do that and take him at, within the top five. Me personally, I think I would. I mean, just because everything he brings to the table is offensively and just being that mismatch and, he'll be able to open other guys up. He'll open up that running game a little bit more and give other guys on the perimeter opportunity to face some man-to-man coverage.
Ike, if you was playing for the 49ers again right now and they had the third pick, I had to laugh when I thought about that, and they had the third pick, which quarterback would you want them to select?
Key, listen, man, I'm screaming, I'm yelling. Trey Lance, I'm yelling, I'm screaming Fields. Because when it gets down to it, you just look at this division, the defenses that, potentially the 49ers are going to face, that defense in Arizona and the defense with the Rams. You have guys who are trained pass rushers who are keen on getting to the quarterback. And if you're putting a statue in front of these guys, it's going to be tougher. It's going to be tough sled. But if you give somebody you give the 49ers an opportunity to bring in a Fields or a guy like Trey Lance and you groom this guy to be the passer that you want him to be, and he's already coming in with the ability to extend plays and make it tough on the defense, it could be trouble. I'm hoping the 49ers draft Mac Jones. I think it would make it easier for the Rams from a selfish standpoint for me. So, by all means, go ahead and draft Mac Jones, man. I'll be heading to the playoffs again.
Mm. Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce joining us here on KJZ. Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because it's so – it's amazing that's been the take with Justin Fields. I mean, you mentioned also Trey Lance, too, the two of them. But there's a lot of excitement about Trey Lance as a project, while for Justin Fields, it feels like, like he was saying, all former players see it, and yet a lot of the evaluators don't. So if you have those two now, because we did say who would you want to see them, can you break that? Which one, then? That would you want to see? If we out of those two now, we'll take Mac Jones out of the conversation. Which one?
Well, I tell you, you just haven't seen enough of Trey Lance. I mean, you'd like to have him get him in, put him in early in preseason, or take him through training camp, let us see what he can do. But right now, I think Fields is the guy. His experience, his production level, everything he did, leading up to the college football playoff this year, the big games that he played in, the way he delivered, I think he could be the guy. If I was picking, Fields would be my guy today. Probably 2 years from now, I'd probably go Trey Lance. But right now, today, I'd go ahead and pick Fields.
Mm. Well, I mean, you know, I say the same thing in today's NFL, holding that backside defensive end, linebacker, cornerback is extremely important. And I just don't see where Mac Jones is able to do that like the other two quarterbacks from a mobile standpoint. And as I always say, Isaac Bruce, you don't play the position as well as they have in college if they were not smart and able to handle Kyle Shanahan's system.
Yeah, what they're saying about Absolutely. Mac Jones is he's athletic in the pocket.
I don't even know what that means.
That's being said. But I think, Isaac, you bring up a great point about just about the division alone. Right? Like, that's really, if you're thinking about that position that you're drafting, just think about who you're playing twice a year, every year, and the defenses that they have. You got to feel like, right, Isaac, that's got to be part of the thinking in this pick, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, considering, you know, San Fran loves to run the ball, and they run it as well as anyone else in the league. So, you know, that may help a Mac Jones from a, you know, play action standpoint. But there are going to be times when, you know, you may have a fumble or two, and you find yourself behind. And now you're depending on Mac Jones to throw it 40, 50 times. And that, you know, guys are licking their chops trying to get after this dude. And he has no what you would call a second move. A second move for Fields, a second move for Lance would be their ability to extend plays. I don't think Mark has that right now. So, you know, he'll be a statue, and he'll be, you know, basing it on his smarts and on his arm to win games when that scenario presents itself. So I think those defenses in Arizona, the defenses in Los Angeles, they'll be licking their chops if they ever get up on the 49ers and force these guys to have to throw the football.
Isaac Bruce, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for the insight.
All right, Bubba.
Thanks, Isaac.
Okay. All right, Keith.
Interesting, though, what he said. I mean, that is definitely something I didn't even think of.
The defense?
Just the division.
Yeah, the division.
And how rough it would be on somebody that doesn't have the mobility outside of the pocket.
You think about Seattle. What is it that they like to do? Get after the passer. Mm-hmm. What is Aaron Donald and Brockers and those guys get after the passer? J.J. Watt just signed with Arizona. He would love for Mac Jones to be standing upright to tee off on him.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. Interesting stuff there as the draft, and probably will start once that pick is made. So how much pressure is on a prodigy? And how does the prodigy handle that pressure? We'll find out next after Key has this from Straight Talk Wireless.
It's time for some Straight Talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like a walk-off home run in the ninth inning, good? Okay, maybe not that damn good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than other guys, plus no contract. All on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Well, the countdown is on to the 2021 NFL Draft.
Join me, L. Duncan, Kevin DeGonti. Full coverage of the first three rounds on ESPN Radio.
Coverage begins tomorrow, 7 Eastern, on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And that will do it. The Nets able to conquer the demon that is the Toronto Raptors. 116-103 the final as Brooklyn celebrates an official playoff berth with a win.
It's Ryan Rucco on the YES Network as the Nets become the first team in the Eastern Conference to clinch a playoff berth, beating the Raptors last night 116-103. The Nets have a 1.5-game lead over the 76ers for the top spot in the East. Kevin Durant, 17 points, 10 rebounds, his 8th double-double of the season. The Mavericks, they smoked the Warriors, 133-103. A 28-0 run in the first half sealed the deal. Golden State went scoreless for 9 minutes and 38 seconds during that run. According to Elias, the longest scoring drought in a game since December of 2009. Despite the fact Steph Curry still had 27 points, including 5 threes. He now has 93 pointers in the month of April, and there's still one game left in the month. They play Thursday against Minnesota. Breaking news in the NFL, Antonio Brown will re-sign with the Buccaneers. According to his agent, it'll be a one-year deal with the Bucs. His agent told NFL Network, Brown's deal could be worth up to $6.25 million. He's guaranteed $3.1 million with a $2 million signing bonus. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs. It takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. And on the Goodyear Hotline, we have Michelle Wee West, of course, a superstar in the LPGA. Good morning, Michelle. I'm noticing you're wearing a Warriors hoodie after they get blown out last night. That is loyalty. I respect it.
Yeah, it was a little rough to watch those highlights.
It does happen, but you still have Steph Curry, and I'm sure you would love to see him retire as a Warrior. But just to talk about your hoodie, though, that has become very popular. In fact, it's sold out, your LPGA hoodie. Several Warrior players have actually worn it as well. Was that something that surprised you? Did you know about that connection that the players – I know you're a huge fan, obviously, but was that something they did on their own?
It was amazing. I mean, yeah, they did it on their own. My husband does work for the Warriors, so he did give the hoodies out per my request to the players, and it could not have gone any better. I mean, we were hoping this hoodie was going to go viral, and – you know, when Damian wore it, I didn't even know about it. And I woke up to a million messages. You know, all the golf outlets picked it up, and we sold out in 3 hours. And we didn't even launch until the Monday afterwards. So that has been a fun ride. And it's been so fun to see all the support that everyone has been giving the tour. And, you know, just messages have been flooding in, being like, oh, I love the LPGA tour. This is such a cool way to show my support. And that's exactly why we wanted to do it. Also, we're raising money. All the proceeds of the online store are going to two charities to help diversify the game. And, you know, that's something that's super important to me personally and to our tour.
Yeah, and just for everybody to know, Michelle's husband, Johnny, director of basketball operations for the Warriors. But you're seeing that a lot more now, the crossover of athletes in different sports supporting each other, men and women. We do have an NFL draft coming tomorrow. You were once a golf prodigy. Trevor Lawrence, a football prodigy from a very young age. It was always talked about how this was the biggest day. We were waiting for it. If you had any advice for him on how to handle all of this as it all comes at him as the number one pick or anticipated number one pick in the draft, what would you tell him?
I would say just keep your head down, keep working hard. It doesn't matter what other people say. Just go out there and have fun. It's still a game, no matter how much pressure people put on you. You know, there's a reason why you're still playing what you're playing. You know, for me, it was golf, and at times I did lose sight of the fact that it was a game, and, you know, it became work. So I always try to work back to the aspect that it's a game, and I have fun, and that's the reason why I play.
Michelle, speaking of having fun, I got a chance to golf with Stephen Curry, and he's like around a scratch golfer these days. Have you guys gotten a chance to play?
Yeah, he's a really great golfer, and the most shocking part about it is he's self-taught. There's has been no golf instructor that has taught him, and, you know, his athleticism is just wild. He is so talented, but also he's the biggest golf nerd there is.
Yeah, I wish you would have said that he was taught, because to hear he wasn't self-taught just makes it a lot harder for people like me who try to be taught and get it done.
Michelle,
that's rude, isn't it?
Michelle, we have another major championship next month coming up in the PGA Championship. But how much does the game miss Tiger Woods right now?
Oh, you know, I think everyone is just happy that he is alive and well and on the way to recovery. You know, any time that Tiger isn't playing, the game misses him. We all love watching him play, and I'm hoping that we can do that soon. But, you know, at the same time, I'm just so happy that he's out of the hospital. He is rehabbing. He is with his kids and his family. And that's the most important part.
So I want you to give me the look on FaceTime as you join us when you heard Jeannie Buss basically leave your father-in-law off the all-time Laker player executive list when he wasn't even mentioned. What was that face? I know you got one. You was probably like, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's difficult when that happens, especially when, you know, he's done so much and, you know, maybe the most out of anyone, but, he knows how much he's done for the Lakers history as an executive and as a player. So he doesn't, you know, need a list, I guess, to validate that for him. We all know what he's done. So yeah, he's had a great career as an executive and as a player, and we're, you know, all very proud of him.
Yeah, we had that debate, and it was pretty unanimous around us too that he definitely belonged on that list. As I've talked about the crossover, Michelle, between athletes, and, you know, I think there might be a lot more awareness than ever before of athletes in different sports and what each other are doing. Curious to your reaction about in the WNBA, who also have a very popular hoodie that goes around as well. They've been using that, as many athletes do, using their platform for pushing for social equality over the past year. How do you feel about that?
I think it's great. You know, our hoodie actually was very deeply inspired by the WNBA hoodie and what they have done with it. And so we're trying to replicate a little bit of that magic. But yeah, I think also very inspired by the WNBA players, how they use their platform to, you know, be vocal about what they believe in. You know, there's been a lot of comments, just play your sport, just be an athlete. But that doesn't sit right with me. And I know that doesn't sit right with a lot of athletes. You know, I definitely have been a lot more vocal after my girl was born, and it just made me realize that silence can be a lot louder than being vocal about what you believe in. And, you know, I'm very proud of, you know, any athlete, if they choose to do so, if they want to be vocal about what they believe in. And yeah, I'm very inspired by them, and hopefully, you know, just trying to make a little bit of impact as well.
Yeah, as Jay, all of us actually, fathers of daughters, it is something that we are a lot more aware of now than I think ever before. Michelle, it's great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us. The hoodie is fantastic. I heard it's sold out, but if it goes back into production, I know I definitely need one.
Yeah, oh, I got to show it
there
off.
There you go.
Nice.
LPGA Pro Shop, all the proceeds are going to two charities to help diversify the game. And they are in stock, but I think there's a little bit of delay in the production. But yeah, you can get your sizes there.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks so much. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Hey, Alan.
Yep.
You know I played golf with Dustin Johnson.
Oh, we're doing this
did
now.
Did you? How'd you hit it?
It came off the tee pretty good.
What do you shoot? What's your handicap?
78.
That's your handicap?
Yeah, I guess
you're 78 handicap?
I just had the name drop. I just saw that.
You name drop every day on this show.
I just name drop, man.
It was very casual, though. I was playing with Steph Curry.
What?
You know, I was very casual golf with Steph Curry. Out there.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. No, it was great. Yeah. It really was great.
Yeah, let me Michelle ask you this question.
Isaac Bruce comes on and calls him by his little nickname.
Bubba.
It's the world you live in.
Did you carry his bags?
No, I did not carry his bag.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe I had a bet or something.
Doesn't it piss you off, though, that she revealed Steph Curry's self-taught golf? Just self-taught.
I can see if guy – like, first of all, he grew up in the Carolinas, right? So he's young, and so he's probably playing all the time, and he's athletic as hell. Mm-hmm. He's focused. And I could see you, Jay, even myself, if I really took it serious and wanted to play – I probably can get down at some point in my career if I wanted to do it. As well as Jay, as well as you, because you're athletic enough to do it. Evan, on the other hand, he would need an instructor. Mm.
Short game struggle. Is struggling for Evan.
Evan, what's your handicap?
About a 13.
Oh, so I was all off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 78.
It's not your average score. It's how far over.
That's right. I got to talk the lingo with golf. Huh? When I drop,
you at least know what you're talking about.
It's actually better when you don't. It's more entertaining.
No, my friends tell me I need to learn the lingo. Drop the bag, you know, instead of saying give the guy, put it over here, drop it is what they call it. By the valet, you drop the bag.
The bag drop.
But yeah. I did once play drop. Golf with.
Yeah, who did you? Yeah, you, who? Evan, did you who, ever Evan? Play golf with someone famous?
That's a teeth.
Trey Wingo.
Trey Wingo.
What?
Wow, shots Trey's fired.
Really good, though.
Trey is good. Trey, is
very
Trey can
good.
Knock that thing. Yeah, same with Greeny. Greeny can knock that thing, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was thin. Ain't that one? Ain't that what they call
yeah,
it?
Yeah, when yeah. sometimes you can hit,
you hit
it thin.
It thin.
You hit it thin.
Hit it thin.
Hit yeah. it thin. Why not thick?
Oh, jeez.
That's a whole other conversation.
No, because when you dig into it and get a divot, that's
yeah.
thick.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
No.
Oh.
Let's go to break.
Keyshawn wanting to hit it thick. KJZ presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance. What'd I say? Together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com, 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Coming up.
Why are y'all laughing?
888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We play the game. Call a roulette. You get in line. You take your number. We call you up. You tell us.
Mulligan.
Yes. Who you are, where you're from, fat. And then a hot take fat, or a question, fat, yeah. such thick. As oh, Keyshawn
they are similar.
And okay. golf.
Fat, thick, thin, all the
KJZ,
same.
KJZ, ESPN Radio, if we're still here.
It's time for Caller Roulette.
You know the rules. Don't ask us how we are.
We're good.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Get in, say your name, and make your point, and ask the question.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. And don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Especially you, Line 5.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Before I let you go, brought to you by Napa. Whether it's next day delivery or getting involved in their local communities, Napa goes above and beyond to serve you because their motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. Before we let you go, we're going to play some caller roulette. You know the rules. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So let's do it. We didn't have a Line 5 incident yesterday, but we did have a line incident yesterday. Dave, be ready to go. Your name, where you're from, either your hot take or your question. Let's spin it. Line three. Oh, man. Yeah, he leaves his radio on. Oh, my. You're not paying attention. You're out. And I picked three because that was your jersey number.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's why I picked three.
One job.
Comes up and
just be ready.
You know, I'm feeling good about it. Spin it. Be ready, people.
I don't understand.
Line five. Oh. Yep.
Tommy from Chicago.
Well done.
Yeah. I'm talking from Chicago. I just wanted to state that we hear a lot about Kyle Pitts, but who is the next top tight end in the draft class? Or is it just a bad year for tight ends in this upcoming draft?
I don't necessarily know that it's a bad year. I just think that the traditional skill position wide receiver is where the depth is at. Kyle Pitts and then everybody else at that position at tight end.
Spin it. Line two.
Gary out of San Antonio. Is it fair to have the Spurs consecutive playoff streak ended on a bubble season?
I mean, how many other teams' streaks have ended?
No, but that's an interesting one because they weren't good enough, but the season didn't end. You played eight games in the bubble.
But there was a play-in tournament.
They
expanded it.
Yeah.
They're not good, man. We like Pop, too, but they're not good.
I think it's fair.
I think it's fair only because, look, we were all dealing with change, right? Exactly. We all had to live with it, and that's how it goes. Spin it.
Bubble or no bubble.
Yeah, right. Line one.
Brandon Nashville.
What's up?
I got a question about why Justin Fields is not the obvious number three pick. Like, with the league trending towards mobile guys, how is Justin Fields not the number one obvious guy?
Brandon, I think we're all trying to figure that out, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, every single day. I mean, ever since this whole Mac Jones thing started, Key and I have both been saying we don't get the infatuation. We even had Isaac Bruce on and said, hey, give me Trey Lance or give me Justin Fields. Give me one of those two before you give me a statue. I don't know what to call it, but I am dying to see that third pick tomorrow night.
Yeah, the third pick is going to be must-see television because that's basically what everybody is waiting on. Considering the first two picks, people feel that it's Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson. I hope Urban Meyer wake up there and go, I'm taking Justin Fields.
So do I.
Oh, that would upset everybody.
So do I. Spin it. Line four.
Kevin in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Hey, Jay Will, we miss you at Sammy's and Raleigh, buddy.
Know it.
Know why everybody's sleeping on Javonte Williams. Javonte Williams is clearly the best running back in the draft. Is it because he went to North Carolina and not Alabama? If it was the other way around, would he be the number one pick?
That could be. Sometimes.
Logo bias?
No, sometimes, though, your school pushes you up a notch or two. But he's also been on a huge stage where a young man in North Carolina doesn't mean that he won't go in the first round. What if somebody decided to trade back in and take him late in the first round? You just never know. That everything is so close, right? They're close. It's not like Najee Harris and then Williams is the 12th best back. It's not like that.
But, you know, it's also with running backs, you've said it. You don't. Only if they're going to be game changers, dynamic, do you take them in the first round. Otherwise, you take them later.
Can look at a bunch of other running backs and they go later. It's ridiculous.
Sammy's was a game changer in North Carolina and Raleigh, though.
Let's go to line three. Try again.
Yeah, this is Mike from Michigan.
What's happening?
Will we see a return of Tiger Woods on either the PGA or the Champions?
I mean, can we just see him get back to,
I think he'll try. I think he'll try it.
You think he's going to make an attempt?
I think he'll try it.
It's.
I mean, when he's one healthy, most, he'll play again.
He's one of the most competitive people you'll ever meet. I think he'll try it.
How old is he now? Is he 48?
Man, he'll play when he's healthy.
He's 45. 45? He's still 5 years away from the Champions Tour.
I mean,
When he's healthy, he'll play.
Yeah, but that's going to take a while, right? What I don't want is that pressure.
It's not about question.
He's got to come back. When is he coming back? I mean, let the guy just.
But like that's in your DNA. That's who he is.
Oh, I can't imagine that's not like Alex Smith, that story of just that focus of this is what I got to do to stay dedicated to the rehab.
Exactly. Like the rehab will golf
otherwise,
will help
what's
him
the use,
achieve.
Right?
Exactly.
Like you feel like that. What's the use? All right, let's spin one more. Line six.
Yo, this is Al calling from Florida.
Yo, no, what
T,
up,
I'm kind of disappointed. I'm kind of disappointed in you that you even compared Derek Fisher to Jay Will. Just because you're Laker, that don't mean
you're
good.
Come on, man. Jay Will. No, man. I'm saying smaller point guard. Jay Will just want to be 6'9", man. It ain't like that.
I don't
want
to be 6'9". I'm 6'2". And you've been on our show saying wide receivers who are 6'2 are giants. I'm a giant.
You can cook, Jay Will. It was clear you was a Naismith and a Wooden Award winner. You can cook. Although Burger King All-American. They should have went to Carlos Boozer. Period.
We'll be back tomorrow as the draft will be upon us. Have a great day, everybody. Greeny next.
McDonald's All-American turn.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.